What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So we will be checking in here, as we typically do on a Patriots Monday, with Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, and by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Hunter Henry, Patriots tight end, thanks so much for joining us here, day one of the Jimmy Fund Telethon. We appreciate it.
Hey, guys.
We saw some action this weekend in Minnesota. Not a lot of extended run for the starters. I know you've been limited as well. How are you feeling getting ready to go into week one just a couple of weeks away?
Feeling good, man. Feeling good. Taking it day by day. And, we're just trying to go out there, execute, get better every day, and feel like we're coming together. And so it's been good.
You know, you've been here for a few years now, and it's now three different head coaches. I think I've lost track of the offensive coordinators that you've had. So how is everything coming together at this point? A lot of new faces in the building, not just in the huddle with you, but also just the guys in charge.
Yeah, it's been good. Obviously there is a lot of turnover, a lot of new guys, not new faces, but that's what you get every year in a way in this league. I mean, every year is its own year. Braves has brought a great energy. Josh obviously brings a great energy in our room, and feel like guys are thriving off that. We're getting better. We're coming together. Drake's doing a great job taking it day by day, and like I said, it's been good. It's been fun. I think last week was good for us. Joint practices, the last three have been really, really good for us, and challenging, but also getting us better. So it makes me excited.
You mentioned the energy that Vrabel brings. Aside from that, what differences have you seen with the new coaching staff this year compared to Mayo and the Belichick staffs previously?
Yeah, I'm not going to compare anybody. Braves has been great. He's been a joy to be around. Brings a lot of energy, accountability. Obviously, he was a player at a high level in this league, and so it's cool to be able to talk about things with him in that aspect too, and just have a ton of respect for him and what he's been able to do so far, and excited to go out there and compete and fight for him.
Is there a right number of preseason games in your mind? Obviously, it was four for such a long time. That's been trimmed down to three, and yet you still see around the league, both of your opponents really didn't play anybody, starters, I should say, in the first couple of weeks. Would you like to see it even go down to two, or do you think this is the right number?
I don't know, man. I don't have all the answers on that, man. I'm just, going out there trying to get better every day. I don't know. I think we're probably at a good spot with three. You wouldn't want to diminish too much just for the guys that are obviously going out there and there's a lot of guys fighting for jobs, man. Obviously, practice is still very, very important because, you got to show it every single day. But these games are huge, man, because every team's watching. I feel like I wouldn't want to diminish the opportunity that guys get to, really make a team with that film.
Patriots tight end Hunter Henry joining us here on Jones and Keefe live on day one of the Jimmy Fund Telethon here on WEEI. Hunter, what have you seen thus far through camp? We haven't got to see him yet in a preseason game. We saw him a little bit in a joint practice setting when we were at the joint practice against the Commanders. What have you seen out of Steph Diggs thus far in year one in New England?
Obviously a guy that has played a long time in this league and had a lot of success at a high level. Won a lot of football games, had a lot of, big time plays in this league. Brings a lot of energy to the, that receiver room and to our offense. So it's been fun to go out there and just kind of compete with them on the practice field. I feel like really gelling, coming together. I mean, that's what it's about. You can't turn down those reps that we get to have when we go out there on the field. So he's been a joy to be around, man. Been a lot of fun to pick his brain in a lot of ways. Just, he's seen a lot of football at a high level.
What's been your early impression of Will Campbell? Obviously, coming in as the number four pick, there's going to be a lot of high expectations on him. How do you think he's done so far?
Yeah, Will's doing a good job. He's he's coming to work every single day. Dude's got a locker next to me, so we get to spend a lot of time together, man. Good kid, and you know, I love competing with him. And, you know, he brings the energy of fire to the game that you got to love. You know, excited to continue to watch him improve. You know, he's only going to continue to get better.
How about off the field? What's his personality like? Because I saw a video right after he was drafted where he came up here to New England. He's like, man, I didn't know you guys were even going to have trees here around the stadium. So what's his personality like kind of away from the field?
He's pretty laid back, pretty easygoing guy. Obviously from the South, so he's got that southern draw, that deep southern draw from Louisiana. So, you know, it's funny. He kind of takes me back to my roots a little bit. It brings me back to kind of, I mean, pretty similar situation. I mean, he's 21 years old. I got in at the league at 21 years old, you know, a high pick and, you know, a long way from home, just a lot of change in your life, you know, off the field. So it can be a lot. And so it's been cool to just be able to, you know, be there for him, build a relationship with him. He's a lot of fun to be around, and just he's a good guy.
You know, with the return of Josh McDaniels, have you found yourself also having like a lot of guys sort of come to you as somebody who was in the offense back in 2021?
I don't know if there's a lot of guys coming to me, but not put my input where I can, but also let the coaches kind of do what they got to do. But just try to, you know, talk through it with guys and just how you can add flair to different things and, you know, how you got to do see certain things in the offense. Maybe definitely, you know, playing in it for a year kind of definitely has helped me just, you know, it's kind of like riding a bike, you know, obviously picking it back up again. But you got to, you know, go out there and execute it and kind of get the reps. And you got to get the reps with Drake, too. I mean, it's, you know, Drake's asked me some things. Just how I might see it, just how we've done it in the past or how Josh might see it. Just trying to help different guys in that aspect.
You know, it seemed like at least during the training camp practices that we had a chance to go down to, Mike Vrabel was with the offense a lot. And obviously splitting his time, you know, amongst everybody, but it seemed like the majority of his time was spent with the offense. What kind of input did he have there, or was it more just sort of observing what Josh was installing with everybody?
Well, I mean, he's the head coach, so, I mean, he's over everything, man. So, you know, he's going to be involved with us, going to be involved with the defense. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe y'all see it that way, but, I mean, he's pretty balanced in that aspect. But, you know, he brings a great energy to our room and offense. I think the same energy he brings to the defense. So, you know, he also can give a defensive perspective to us in a way to see what a defense is maybe going to do against certain looks or different things so that we can be ready for that.
You mentioned Drake is coming along in year two. You said he's sort of reached out to see some things, or to you rather, to see how you're seeing some things. In what way, in your mind, has he made some strides here in year two?
Oh, man, I just think he's obviously a lot of confidence. Not that he never had that, but just a very confident individual. He's always been very confident, and I think it's in the leadership, stepping up in that aspect and just leading the guys, kind of keeping guys accountable, you know, telling guys how he sees things, how he, you know, wants things in a way on the field. So, you know, I think he steps up in a big way like that. It's been fun to see.
Are you guys already focusing your attention on the Raiders, or do you take time first to go over, you know, the last preseason game and what the Giants are going to do?
Yeah, we still got a game to play, man, so we'll play that game, then we got a ways for the game. First game still.
Are you breaking news? Are you playing in that game? You're going
to
play in
man.
That one?
Who is going to play in that game?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if I'm healthy, we'll see.
Okay. Patriots tight end Hunter Henry joins us here on Mondays throughout football season on Patriots Mondays. Hunter, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, fellas.
All right, Hunter Henry joining us here, day one of the Jimmy Fund telethon on WEEI. We are still closing in on.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from.
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
$500,000 here on day one that you can donate toll-free at 877-738-1234 online, jimmyfund.org, and you can text to give any amount at 56512. Just text K-Cancer there to donate right now.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.